Police Fairness Amigos, this is KJZZ's Sun Up, your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day. We bring you this podcast as a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona. And a happy Friday indeed. We've made it March the 20th. It feels like July, first day of spring. Also, a happy Eid and Nowruz for those who celebrate. And hang in there. Weekend's almost here. And here is the news. Well, the Valley has already shattered temperature records this week, and the unprecedented heat is likely to continue without much relief in sight. Gabriel Loero is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Phoenix. He says this strong high-pressure system is sitting right over Arizona.
By Sunday and into next week, we'll gradually cool down, but unfortunately, we're going to be right around that century mark, likely through all of next week.
An extreme heat warning remains in effect for the Valley through Sunday evening. And with temperatures soaring, the Valley's unhoused population needs to find a place to cool off, at least until the evening. Kathy Ritchie tells us more.
Justice Center is a day center for older homeless adults, a reprieve from the streets and, starting in May or June, a break from the heat. But due to March's record-breaking temperatures, Justice Center is extending their hours from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and they'll also allow the general unhoused population inside. Dean Scheinert is Justice Center's executive director.
Typically, we only work with seniors who are experiencing homelessness, but we want to be open and available to provide water and sack lunches to folks who need a break while on the streets.
Those extended hours will go through Sunday. And thanks to a new contract with the City of Phoenix, Justice Center will stay open even longer, until 9 p.m. starting May 1st through the end of September. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
On other non-weather-related news, GOP state lawmakers are pushing a series of bills they say will strengthen both school safety and Second Amendment rights. From the Politics Desk, Cameron Sanchez has more.
The bills would allow people to carry concealed guns in restaurants, require public schools to teach students about firearm safety, and train school teachers and staff to use guns and treat bullet wounds. Zeke Smith with Women for Gun Rights AZ says that while many children die from gun-related deaths, restricting gun access isn't the answer.
You know, people die from hiking and they fall, you know, I mean, there's so many ways people die, and we can't prevent every single death, but we can educate and we can, install safety measures that will prevent these type of deaths from occurring.
According to an annual analysis by the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Violence Solutions, firearms have been the number one cause of death for children and teens in the U.S. since 2020. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Arizona Treasurer Kimberly Yee says the online marketplace families use to make purchases through the state school voucher system needs to be updated in order to protect taxpayer dollars. From the Education Desk, Bridget Dowd reports.
The Treasurer's Office manages the vendor contract for the portal used by ESA parents to submit reimbursement requests and process payments for allowable expenses. In a statement, Yee said she's requested information to see if there's another platform that can provide ESA families with funds efficiently while also identifying any misspending or misuse. It's a change in tone for Yee, who's challenging fellow Republican Tom Horn by running for State Superintendent of Public Instruction this fall. When she launched her campaign last year, Yee criticized Horn for denying reimbursement for ESA purchases that Horn says weren't academically justified. Bridget Dowd, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
As the price of fuel continues to climb, travelers and businesses are feeling the pinch. The war in Iran is pushing the price per gallon of gas to $3.85 nationally, though Arizona drivers are paying much more, with an average of $4.46 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy says consumers will also feel the pinch when purchasing various products from food to electronics because trucking costs more as diesel fuel has reached record highs.
Certainly that is going to be very much a pinch when consumers are shopping because diesel is the fuel that really drives much of the U.S. economy.
DeHaan says the Trump administration's plan to release 172 million barrels from its reserves to ease prices will likely be minimal. Well, Arizona is one of more than two dozen states, counties, and cities suing the Trump administration for rescinding the endangerment finding. That is the key scientific basis that allowed the EPA to put limits on carbon pollution. Catherine Davis-Young reports.
The Trump administration in February said eliminating the endangerment finding would reduce burdensome regulations and lower energy costs. But Arizona and other states and cities say the U.S. Supreme Court gave the EPA the authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions. And they say the Trump administration's attempt to roll back regulations ignores decades of scientific research confirming the dangers of climate change. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays notes hundreds of Arizonans die each year because of extreme heat, and she points out the lawsuit is being filed amid an unprecedented March heat wave. Catherine Davis Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, Planned Parenthood Arizona is offering new services and has seen an uptick in patients after a February ruling that blocked many abortion restrictions in the state. April Donovan is the organization's interim CEO. She says patients no longer have to wait 24 hours after their first appointment to get an abortion, and she says costs are lower.
So a lot of the mandates had certain tests you had to do in the procedure, and with some of those tests removed, we were able to reduce our cost to patients. So our fees went down by $105.
Planned Parenthood Arizona also plans to offer telehealth appointments for abortion for the first time starting next month. That was previously banned in the state. Well, the Arizona Department of Health Services has announced a voluntary recall on certain marijuana products. As Jill Ryan tells us, there is possible contamination with the fungus.
The recall is for the 3-pack and 1-gram Cheech & Chong infused pre-rolls, specifically the apple fritter flavor. It is licensed by Legacy & Company, which is affiliated with Jars Cannabis Dispensaries, according to the health department. While no illnesses have been reported, the product could be contaminated with aspergillus, a fungus that health officials warn can cause allergic reactions or infection, usually in people with pre-existing illness. A recall of a different Legacy & Company marijuana product in February, also for possible aspergillus contamination, was lifted earlier this month. Jill Ryan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, the record-breaking heat wave that's hitting Arizona and the West this week may carry an unexpected mental health risk. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Bradel has more on that.
Researchers at the University of Utah analyzed thousands of suicide cases in the state, matching each with heat and air quality in the days leading up to the death. They found that on days with high temperatures, along with pollution levels, suicide risk jumped by nearly 50%. On hot summer days, nitrogen dioxide from cars and power plants can linger near the ground, making those days especially dangerous, says lead author Amanda Bakian.
It is a critical period for intervention, the 2 weeks just before a suicide death. So if we can better understand what might be happening in that time period, the better we might be positioned to intervene.
Bakian says that could include opening more cooling centers and ensuring extreme heat warnings and poor air quality alerts reach everybody. The research comes as the Mountain West faces a historic early heat wave.
That's Caleb Bradel reporting. The U.S. Department of Transportation announced on Thursday more than $21 million in grants to improve road safety across Indian Country. As Gabriel Pietrazzi reports, three Arizona tribes are among the recipients.
The Colorado River Indian Tribes, Kaibab Band of Paiute Indians, and White Mountain Apache Tribe were awarded almost $390,000. In all, 61 tribes from more than a dozen states got grants through the Tribal Transportation Program Safety Fund. Since its founding in 2012, more than $141 million has been dispersed towards reducing roadway fatalities. Indigenous peoples have the highest rates of motor vehicle-related deaths per capita compared to all racial and ethnic groups. Gabriel Pietrazio, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In sports, basketball season over for the ASU women. Sun Devils beaten by Virginia 57-55 in the first 4 play-in round of the NCAA tournament in Iowa City last night. Close game decided in the final minute with a 3-pointer by Virginia with 30 seconds left. They'll face Georgia next in the first round. Arizona State goes home finishing with a 24-11 record. In the men's tournament, Arizona, the top seed in the West, opens big dance play tonight in San Diego, a first-round game against 16th seed Long Island University. Suns dropped their 4th straight. They finished a 6-game road trip with a last-second loss, 101-100, to the Spurs in San Antonio. Victor Wembanyama hit a 17-foot pull-up jumper with a second left, and he had 34 points and 12 rebounds. Suns back home tomorrow to host the Bucks. And in baseball, Diamondbacks fell to the White Sox last evening at Camelback Ranch 4-2. They're back at Salt River Fields to host the Brewers this evening. Most spring games are in the evening because of the extreme heat. And be careful out there. Take cover. Stay cool and hydrated and shaded. I'm Phil Latzman. That does it for this edition of KJZZ Sunup on this March 20th. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Enjoy the weekend.